listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, you've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. How you guys doing? Raising the vibrations on a daily basis. Yeah. What's up, guys? This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. And boy, oh boy, do we have an informative, special, heart-worthy, uplifting, enlightening show. All the good adjectives in our dictionary. That's what today's show is. How you guys doing? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Now, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What does that mean? Well, every single moment of every single day, we are constantly reacting, acting, impulses, right? We are in a world of surroundings, duh, but how we react to those surroundings has everything to do with, you know, what you're receiving, how you're feeling, what you're putting out, how you're vibrating, what you're vibrating to, right, in your head, your thoughts, your thinking. Now, vibration is just a state of being, where you're at in consciousness. You're high vibing, you're vibrating high, right? Then you're feeling good. You are letting in more of the wholeness of who you are, you know, that big stream of super infinite universal energy that has always been you and everything is becoming you. When you're pinching it off, you're feeling mad, upset, regretful, anxious, but not anxious in like a fun, like, ooh, this is fun, exciting, anxious, and like, ooh, I don't want to be here, right? So it's all that kind of stuff. Today, speaking about raising vibration, we're going to be talking about the heart, heart math, actually. What is heart math? Now, a very dear friend of mine introduced this idea to me some time ago. It fascinated me. It blew my mind. I had no idea that such things existed until I did a little bit of research and understood more of what really the heart is capable of. Now, when you think of a heart, you just think of an organ. You think of one of the most important organs in the human body. You think of just pumping blood. You think of oxygen through the blood to the vessels in the body, to the muscles, everything, right? Keep it going. Ka-king, ka-king, ka-king. So What you don't think about, though, is this electromagnetic being that's like keeping your body aligned and vibrant, right? That is unconditionally beating for you, unconditionally keeping you alive. Now, what I want to get into a little bit more is, a little bit later in the show, is the power of your heart. You, the listener, the power of your heart. But first of all, if you want to call in, tell us how awesome we are, feel free to do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You want to talk to us, tell us about your vibration today and how we'll tell you how you could use your heart to raise the vibration in the room. So, what I first want to get in talking with you guys about is understanding that the heart is more than just an organ, right? The heart has a field, an electromagnetic field. Every single time it beats, boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? Every single time it beats, it is, it's life-giving. It is energy. It is pure source, universal energy beating your heart. Think about it. Like, what keeps the heart beating every single second of every single person? You're like, oh, well, an electromagnetic charge, like an electric charge. Well, you're like, okay, that's cool, an electric charge. But then what makes that electric charge charge? Like, what? We don't have flint in our bodies. You know what I'm saying? There's no flint that's like, that you're trying to like light a lighter. Doesn't work like that. It's like your heart is just like, bam, beats, bam, beats, electromagnetism. But then also electricity, energy, right? It has a field. When it goes on like a light bulb, that light isn't just, it's not just like in the light bulb. It's emanating outside of the light bulb. It's rays of light. It extends. Well, same thing with heart energy. It extends. It expands. And it can be felt by everybody in the room without them even knowing it. The heart, my friends, is an unstoppable machine of love. Right now, we all think of the heart, we think of love. You think of, you know, oh, Valentine's Day, hearts everywhere, love, right? But isn't that kind of fascinating that the heart is associated with love? When now there's been studies that show that the electromagnetic beating of a heart can influence a person, a room of people, a collective of people, right? So, you know that feeling like right when you go into a room and before you've even said a word to someone, before you even converse with someone, you get a feeling for them. You know who they are. You get a vibration, right, of exactly who they are and what their intention is, right? You can walk into a room, you say, oh, that guy, he's a bad guy. Or you say that, oh, what an amazing man. Like, what an amazing woman. Like, you get such a good vibe from that person, right? Well, it's their thoughts. It's their heart, too, though. It's the electromagnetic pulsing, the beating, the life-giving energy of the heart. And your intentions can be felt through your heartbeat, right? So it's like if you really, really love a person and you're really putting out high vibes and thinking about, you know, compassion, alignment, giving, gratitude, abundance for everyone, everywhere, all things, right? These are life-giving thoughts. This can be felt in your heart. When you're thinking of destructive, out of alignment things, right? This can be felt in your heart. So it's really interesting stuff. If you guys have just tuned into the Vibration Station, we have a very fun show. We're talking about the power of the heart, heart math. We're talking about how you can change your beating heart, how you can change your energy, how you can change the energy of your heart through your intention, through focusing in a powerful place. It's all the good vibes of what we're talking about. If you want to call in live, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. So, what I want to really instill within you guys is you have the power to be, do, have, and emanate anything in your wildest imagination. You have the power, with the power of our very, very special caller, Dr. Michelle, who just joined us on this episode. Welcome, Dr. Michelle. Thank you so much for your contribution to today's episode. How are you doing today?
Welcome
to. Doc? Dr. Michelle? Well, oh well. That was really cruel. I'm just kidding. Dr. Michelle just called in. If you want to call in again, Doc, you go ahead, do so. We would love that with all of our hearts. She's calling in round two. Dr. Michelle, you're live on the air. Dave's Good Vibration Station. How you doing? Dr. Michelle, what are you doing? She's messing with us. She's messing with us. You want to hear her heartbeat? No, I'm just messing around. Well, Doc Michelle was going to call in and give us a little pointer. I think that we're having just phone problems. But that's all right. That's all right. We're going to go for round three. We're going to give this a call. Dr. Michelle, you're live on the air with us, Dave's Good Vibration Station. How you doing today? Dr. Michelle. Okay. We're going to let that one go, and we're just going to move on to the next thing. Dr. Michelle, if you want to call in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Any other listeners, if you want to call in, you can give that a shot too. 323-203-0815. We got a caller. Let's give it a shot. You are live on the air, Dave's Good Vibration Station. How you doing today? Who are we speaking with?
I don't want to call on the home phone.
Well, hey. Whoever's in, you keep calling in. You know what? We got to focus on the heart. That's just what we got to do right now, is focus on the heart space. So, just to let you guys know, if you think exactly about the things and the feelings that you wish, that you desire, if you emanate within your heart, your mind, the exact vibration, the exact emotional content of who you have always wanted to be and who you never thought you were capable of being, all of a sudden everything starts to change. Everything shifts. You start to know that you can transcend the person that you once were. You start to believe that you are now capable of doing things that you once never even dreamed of doing. It's a very interesting, long, powerful, sometimes painful process to let go of the things that hold you back. But once you do, once you really sift through the contrast, once you really sift through the experiences, the thoughts, the beliefs that you've had, that you have always had, and that you think have held you back, you will learn that there is this being, there is this version of you, there is this person in you that has always been there, that you have never known has existed. This person is the wholeness of you. This person is who you were born to be. This person, with a little bit of focus and with a little bit of momentum, is everything you've wanted to be. The reason, folks, why I'm sharing this with you is because I believe so strongly that everybody, given a little bit of focus, has the ability to become everything that they've always wanted to be. We need to learn to let go of the self-destructive beliefs, the self-destructive behaviors, the self-destructive actions, the self-destructive thoughts. And we need to learn to embrace even the tiniest bit, the little shed shining out of light, of happiness, of joy. Guys, we got a caller on the air. We are going to take this. You have just called into the Vibration Station. Who are we speaking with? Are we having problems? Hello. You're live on the Vibration Station. Who are we speaking with? Hello. Okay, you know what? Screw. Just screw this. And screw you, whoever's calling it. No, I'm totally kidding. I love you. But you know what? You're having some phone issues. You might want to contact your service provider. I can't trust you guys. I just can't trust you. I'm just kidding. That's exactly the opposite of what we're talking about. I can trust you. I can trust you. And that is if you follow your heart space, right? So, you guys, it's mathematics what we're talking about. It seems like habba jabba, you know, like, ooh, the heart. No. It's actual mathematics, all right? Just as much as 2 + 2 = 4, like, you staying in the heart space, focusing on feeling good, equals a definite, without a doubt, ability, and not only ability, but 100% you can count on outcome that you will indefinitely feel better. You will indefinitely start seeing the momentum of your life, of your experience, shifting in a direction that you've only dreamed of. And it's extremely powerful. Extremely, extremely powerful, to say the least, once you've tapped into that extra side of you. And I know there's always hesitation, right? There's hesitation when change in anything, when shifting your momentum in anything, whether you're changing a job, whether you're changing a relationship. No matter what it is, there's hesitation. But I guarantee you, once you fully understand and grasp the true power behind shifting the momentum and focusing on the powerful aspect of you, focusing on the heart space, staying in the heart space, it's inevitable. It is absolutely inevitable. And there is no going back. There is no going back. I wanted to introduce you guys to a wonderful, wonderful person. Our friend, chances are good. Speak about the heart. This is Water of Life. Chances are good.
Sunsets in the chest of the west. Feels so good, grateful and blessed. What a day of food and water, gifts received. May the hungry get fed and the thirsty drink. May the oceans be protected and respected for all of her contents, beauty and secrets. May the rivers flow pure for many generations. Aquifers and lakes, spring creeks and faucets, finally valued as sacred assets. Every single drop brings conscious conduct from the cold ice block to the hottest geyser. I pledge allegiance to the path of water. All we can do to bring love to you. Water bodies of life, plants and animals. Blue planet spinning double turbine tornadoes. And doesn't spill a drop, evaporates the rainbows. The womb of all life until lightning loves her. Gives birth to all of the creatures in nature. In the mana, in the mana, in the mana, in the mana.
eyes of the east, giving thanks for the rest in peace. Great chance of sky rain on grandmama, please. Drench us all down with everything we need. May the rain come in time and the crops always rise. Blue sky, big clouds, teardrops from her eyes. Clear conscious, holy nectar, rainbow reflector. Bless mama's belly, so full of agua. Waterfalls pouring out the sons and daughters. Sip a little bit and remember our grandmas that breastfed all of our mamas and papas with 90% of their bodies. Water, remember this agua always remembers every single ripple and flesh it quenches, belonging to itself, returning to the essence of all it manifested from under the ocean. Mini tla sopla, mini sota, always giving thanks and praises for this water.
Wow. Talk about feeling good, staying in the heart space, and raising that vibration. Thank you, Brother Chances. Now I think we got this one working. Welcome to the show, Dr. Michelle. Dr. Michelle, are you here? Are you here? Are you with us? Dr. Michelle? Dr. Michelle? Dr. Michelle, are you with us?
It's just air.
No.
And it's a minute 43.
Well, apparently, we're
still
having
waiting to be picked up.
Geez.
Do you want her to hang up?
Something's happening, Doc. Well, all that I know is that we're trying, and our heart space is beating in resonance with each other. So we're going to do this one more time. I'm going to say, Dr. Michelle! Dr. Michelle! You are live on the air with us here, energetically in the studio. Dr. Michelle, live on the air. So, that is quite all right. But if you can feel me, then you can hear me. But that's what the show is about. Feeling, hearing, learning, loving. Yeah, it's really, really interesting. Yeah, we're just getting that all worked out. Now, I know why the phones are having trouble. It's because the electromagnetic energy of our hearts is so overwhelming that it's taking over the phone lines. That's the only possible outcome. That is the only possible outcome. But that's quite all right. So since we have a very, you know what? Today's show is all about following your heart. You know what? Today, the original spot was going to be talking to the doc, feeling the true heart space. But every single moment we're learning and we're living. And let me tell you what this phone line problem just introduced to me. It was a learning experience. I learned that I need not worry. I know that Doc is all right. I know that everything is good. So what I am going to focus on now is teaching and truly exercising, following your heart in the moment when you are just asking yourself, what do I do, right? So I think that in a moment where you are put in a pickle in between a rock and a hard place, a lemon, whatever you want to call it. You just stop freaking out. The first thing people do is they freak out. They don't know what to do. They throw their hands up and blah, 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 they start waving. I don't know what to do. Let this be anything. a car accident, a phone that's going down, you ran out of gas, you don't have enough money to pay your bills, whatever it is. This is what we focus on. Not the problem, not the issue of what to do. Oh my God, what to do? Because when you ask yourself what to do, all you get more of is not knowing what to do, because you're coming of a place of not knowing what to do. So in that moment, just like what I exercised just now, and I said, okay, I'm going to go in the heart space. We're doing a change up. The doc is on the clock, but the doc rocks. So what I mean, in layman's terms, is you just got to close your eyes. You say, okay, this is obviously something that I asked for because it's happening. I am vibrationally resonant to this. But I know that at every single point in time, each and every moment, I have the opportunity of asking myself, what does the heart do? What do I ask for my heart to bring me to? Right? So you stop and you breathe. And you surface that little voice in you that's always in you, but there's always too much rah, 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 to ever really listen to it. You let that surface, you let that come to the top, and you listen, and you feel, and you put on a music song, or you pick up some clay, right? It's all about knowing what to do in the next move when something has thrown you off. It's all about getting better shock absorbers to take on the rocky path and focusing so clearly, clairvoyantly in the heart space, being so honest with yourself and knowing that there is liberation within you. That is really one of the biggest facets of understanding, that if you can exercise that on a daily basis, if you can exercise that on a moment-to-moment basis, you will be the happiest person in the universe. In the universe, right? So cool. As a matter of fact, you will be an instrument of love. An instrument of love. Check this out. Instrument of love! Chances are good. I'm just going to feed you guys with high vibration music, because that's what my heart always goes to. That's what my heart says. It says, Davey, I want to hear some good music all around the world. Songs are being heard. Chances are good. Instrument of love. Check it out, guys.
Guitars and mics, drums and a lot of poems, blessings to the soul of the mighty musical, to the masters of the sweet tones, yeah. With all the heart, mind and bones, we aim to be an instrument of your love, an instrument of your love, yeah. A sunset soundscaper, a day glow space painter, an instrument of your love, an instrument of your love. Bless our hearts and minds through space and time, always align one with the divine. So bless the tone, rhythm and rhymes. The quest is on for lightning lines, with beautiful tones and songs that shine, with fire in the heart, peace in the mind. Yeah, gonna shine this little light of mine. That's the least we could do for creative design, yeah. To give thanks for the beauty of life, for the most high, multi high, took the motto, Mr. Who Not Who, who inspires you and I to do whatever we do. Don't you follow your bliss and always sing your truth. Entire universal is musical. That's the prayer and the song with the pudding and proof. The music is the medicine with powers that soothe. Sing the picture of your heart with the color perfumes, harmonizing with the verses of the absolute. Be an instrument of your love. To be an instrument of your love.
vibration, massaging station, a melodious inspiration, an instrument of your love, an instrument of your love. Songs are gifted and equipped with strings, notes, keys, and octaves to shift the vibrations in every situation. So many thanks and blessings from the heart of the earth to the cities of lightning to be an instrument of your love, an instrument of your love.
Straight up, Wachone,
Wachone, Wachone.
Chances are good, brothers and sisters. I know you feel me. I know you feel me. So what's really, really powerful about this music is it all is very much so in resonance with exercising the heart space. Now, music is something that is another really super powerful tool to get you in the state of mind of receiving all the things that you want, to get you in the state of mind of being the person that you want to be. Now, if you're listening to high vibration, inspiration, enlightening, empowering, vibration, music, you're changing something in your DNA. And The vibrations, I know I've said that word like 80 billion times, but it's true. The vibrations of the music, the actual wah, 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 wah sound frequencies of the music, plus the coherent perception of your consciousness equals some really awesome, good feelings. When it's good music. Now, when you're feeling down and you're feeling like lonely, or you just broke up with your girlfriend or your boyfriend and you're listening to like "She Just Left Me" music, those frequencies of the tones and your heart and your brain are really saturating you in that kind of like murky, mucky vibration. So the point is, everything is vibration. What you take in and what you put out is what you get. What you take in is a product of what you put out, right? It's like a big catch-22. It's like what you're observing is a big product of what is a product of what you are, your perspective is, right? It's like, wait a minute. I'm observing that because I've been offering this. So I'm going to offer more of this, which is going to bring more of this. That's why if you're in poverty and you focus on poverty, you get more poverty. But if you're in poverty and you focus on prosperity, you get prosperity. It's just amazing. And same thing with the energy in the heart, with the energy of, you know, literally anything and everything revolves around these laws, I believe. And so do the teachings of a bunch of the people that I listen to and have studied and dedicated a big portion of my life to understanding. So, I really, my whole passion here, though, the whole point of why we do this is because if everybody, like I've said before, if everybody understood that they hold all the power, I mean, they hold all the power in this moment right now, and all they have to do is let go of the things that aren't making them feel good, then I truly believe the whole world will completely shift into the higher octaves. It's literally gonna be like heaven on earth. People talk about heaven on earth. It's like heaven on earth, you know? If everybody is attracting everything that they want, and everybody's understanding that the fun of life is not about getting the things, it's about feeling what it feels like to get those things and to give those things and to, you know, be super blessed, then it's like, then everyone's just focusing on feeling good. Everyone's focusing on feeling high vibration. Everyone's focusing on giving their love and gratitude and high vibration. So when you have a planet of people that understand their power and understand what happens when they focus in a super positive, uplifting, abundant, joyous, exciting way, then this collective asking for more gratitude, abundance, joy, compassion is immediately answered by the universe in ways that could only be imagined at this point in time, right? We could, it's like 50 years ago, you couldn't like imagine the internet, right? Like 50 years ago, if you were like, oh, let's, you know, you don't know what it's like until it comes, until someone thinks it up or a group of people make it happen. Like it's really cool. So I'm gonna read you guys something. So the energetic heart is unfolding, right? Consider the amazing human heart, the organ that pumps life-giving, oxygenated, and nutrient-rich blood throughout our bodies on a precise schedule, right? Now, this is exactly the kind of things that I intended on, you know, talking to you guys about in today's show. Is now researchers are learning that this marvelous machine, the heart, the size of a fist and weighing on average less than 10 ounces, also possesses a level of intelligence they're only beginning to understand. Evidence shows that the heart also plays a greater role in our mental, emotional, and physical processes than we previously thought was even possible. The heart is a sensory organ and acts as a sophisticated information encoding and processing center that enables it to learn, remember, and make independent functional decisions. Institute of Heart Math Director Research Roland McCratty wrote in the paper, "The energetic heart, bioelectromagnetic communication within and between people." Now, this is exactly what I'm talking about, guys. The power of the heart's electromagnetic field. The heart, like the brain, generates a powerful electromagnetic field. The heart generates the largest electromagnetic field in the body, actually. The electric field, as measured on an electromagnetic, on an electrocardiogram, an ECG, is about 60 times greater than amplitude, in amplitude than in the brain, right? So this is really, really amazing. So the brain is recorded on an electrotephalogram, okay? That's called an EEG. And the heart is recorded on an electrocardiogram, an ECG. Heart is 60 times greater in amplitude than the brain. That's amazing. Heart math studies show this powerful electromagnetic field can be deducted and measured several feet away from a person's body and between two individuals in close proximity. That's amazing. This is blowing your mind, I hope. It's really, really cool. So the results of the electricity touch experiment were positive. The data showed when people touch or are in proximity, a transference of the electromagnetic energy produced by the heart occurs. They observed that although additional research should be conducted, there were potential important implications raised by this research when viewed in conjunction with the success of numerous healing modalities. So guys, we are really transcending the scientific information that was once believed and understood in our mainstream science understanding. So the heart and emotions, right? The heart's electromagnetic field contains certain information or coding which researchers are trying to understand, that is transmitted throughout and outside of the body. One of the most significant findings of IHM's research related to this field is that intentionally generated positive emotions can change this information or coding. So what does that mean, guys? Here on the Vibration Station, we're talking about deliberately focusing your thoughts, deliberately focusing your momentum. Well, this is the result. When you take the information that you learn here on the Vibration Station, when you take the information you hear from these spiritual leaders and just lovers and yogis and people that know the power of the heart, the mind, the power of the creative forces that is us, and apply it in an aligned, deliberate way, this is the outcome that you get. You literally are changing the coding of the heart. You are changing the electromagnetic coding, the information that is being sent throughout the body from the heart when you intentionally generate positive emotions, or aka deliberately focus your momentum. That's what we talk about here. How many times have you heard me say deliberately focus your momentum, deliberately focus your energy? Right? Well, that is the same thing as intentionally generating positive emotion. So this discovery raises the question whether the cardio-electromagnetic field information transmitted from an individual who is angry, fearful, depressed, or experiencing some other negative emotion takes on beneficial properties when it is influenced by positive emotions. Well, I like to say yes. Also, is the care, compassion, love, or other positive emotion not only transmitted throughout an individual's body as well as the cardio-electromagnetic field radiates through it, but transferred externally as well to people in close proximity or even perhaps in long distances? Now, ladies and gentlemen, right now we're tapping into a whole other field, a whole other understanding of one's potential and capability when exercising the heart math, right? When we are talking about whether you can influence a person's emotional state of being from across the room, let alone across the planet, by focusing the energy of your heart, we are, we're moving and shaking, right? If we got doctors to scientifically prove and admit that you can positively influence a person's state of being by focusing heart energy, I mean, this is the kind of thinking that will literally allow us jump across the universe in a split second. I mean, this is the type of understanding that is quantum beingness, quantum mechanics of the physical, non-physical relationship. You're like, Dave, you're just speaking jibble-jabble, blabber out of your mouth. No, but this is serious, guys. When we are talking about the science, the proven science, that we may have the ability to affect a person in close proximity or even perhaps over long distances through focusing on care, compassion, or love, other positive emotions transmitted through the heart, also known as the cardio-electromagnetic field, right? This is like, dudes, we're doing some really, really powerful things. So, although HeartMath is continuing to study the effects of human electromagnetic fields over long distances, researchers say the answer to the first question, whether self-regulated positive emotions can be beneficial to the individual, is absolutely yes. So science has proven that thinking good, thinking positive, thinking good to yourself, light, abundant, prosperous in all ways, feeling happy and joyous, love, gratitude, love, light, laughter, abundance. You are literally realigning the physical anatomy of your cells. You are literally feeding gold to your body when you're thinking positive. Does that resonate with you guys? You're literally feeding your body life, love, juice. You're feeding it the dankest elixir this universe has to offer. And it is you. It is you when you allow it to be. And when you're not allowing it to be, you're just pinching it off. Heart math, ladies and gentlemen. Heart math. I am ecstatic. I am absolutely ecstatic about people hopping on this understanding that they can change the world through changing themselves. I've always said this in the words of Michael Jackson, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. What does that mean? I'm going to look at myself and I'm going to tell myself how beautiful I am. And not in an egotistical, narcissistic way, but in a loving, compassionate understanding of one's personal infinite potential and power way, right? What I like to do is I carry around a little piece of paper that just with the story of who I am, right? The story of who I was born to be and who I am becoming constantly more of. And whenever I get a chance, I look in the mirror and I read it to myself. It says things like, everything is always working out for me. I am infinitely grateful for my perfect life. I have everything and anything and everything I could possibly imagine wanting and more. And I am the world's greatest giver, right? Everybody wants to be the world's greatest giver along with the world's greatest receiver, because then everybody's just giving and receiving and giving and receiving and feeling great. Feeling great! You don't need to give or receive to feel great. You just need to feel great, and giving and receiving just make them both enhanced. One last thing I'm going to talk to you guys about. Happiness and health, the biology of emotion, and what it may teach us about helping people to live longer, right? So, could a sunny outlook mean fewer colds and less heart disease? Do hope and curiosity somehow protect against hypertension, diabetes, and respiratory tract infections? Do happier people live longer? And if so, why? These are the kinds of questions that researchers are asking as they explore a new and sometimes controversial avenue of public health, documenting and understanding the link between positive emotions and good health. Now, a vast scientific literature has detailed how negative emotions harm the body. Serious sustained stress or fear can alter biological systems in a way that over time adds up to wear and tear. And eventually, illnesses such as heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, chronic anger, and anxiety can disrupt cardiac function by changing the heart's electrical stability, right? And increasing systematic inflammation. So, focusing on the positive is really the key to what we're talking about here. The crux of this show, the heart, no pun intended, of this show is you and your emotions have everything to do with your life, your state of being. I mean, of course, that's like saying apples are apples, but sometimes we misunderstand that our emotions, what we feel in our hearts, the positive energy, the love vibration, the understanding that we have for ourselves in this infinite universe. We are not just one ocean. We are not just one drop in an entire ocean. We are the entire ocean in one drop. Having this knowing is what inspires us to living longer, to exercising our positive intentions, our beingness, which allows us to be the wholeness, ever-expanding person that we were born to be. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been always, as always, such a fun and high vibrational show. I love each and every single one of you. Make sure to go to the Good Vibes Station on Twitter That's at Good Vibe Station. Always spreading unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. I am your host, Davey. Always, always sending you guys the highest of love, understanding, and compassion. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye. I made some stupid choices too, regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity, floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing, motherfucker, stop asking questions. You're so nosy, this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days. Unconditionally missing y'all in all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had stacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.